Ezra chapter 8. These are the heads of their families, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. From the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom. From the descendants of Ithamar, Daniel. From the descendants of David, Hattush, the son of Shechaniah. From the descendants of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him were registered 150 men. From the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Eliehonenai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. From the descendants of Zatu, Shechaniah, the son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 men. The descendants of Adin, Eved, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. From the descendants of Elam, Josiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. From the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Mikael, and with him 80 men. From the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men. The descendants of Shelomit, the son of Josiphiah, and with him 160 men. From the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 men. From the descendants of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men. From the descendants of Adonikam, who came later, and these are their names, Eliphelet, Yeuel, Shemaiah, and with them 60 men. From the descendants of Bigvai, Uttai, and Zakur, and with them 70 men. I gathered them together at the canal that runs to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. I reviewed the people and the priests, and discovered that there were no descendants of Levi. So I sent to Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnatan, Yariv, Elnatan, Natan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, who were leaders, and also Joyariv and Elnatan, who were wise. I sent them to Idu, the leader in the palace of Kasaphiah. I told them what they should say to Idu and his brothers, the servants of the temple of Kasaphiah, that they should bring to us ministers for the temple of our God. Since the good hand of our God was on us, they brought us Sherevah, a man of discretion, from the descendants of Machli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, along with his sons and his brothers, 18 men, and Hashaviah, and with him Yeshiah, from the descendants of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20 men, besides 220 temple servants, whom David and the officials had appointed to assist the Levites. All of them were mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the Ahava Canal, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our little ones, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a platoon of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on the way, because we told the king, "The hand of the Lord is gracious on all those who seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all those who forsake him." So we fasted and prayed to our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherevah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them, and I weighed out to them the silver, gold, and vessels, the offering of the temple of our God, that the king, his advisers, his princes, and all Israel who were present there had offered. I weighed into their hand 24 tons of silver, and 7,500 pounds of silver vessels, and 7,500 pounds of gold, 20 gold bowls worth 1,000 gold coins, and 2 vessels of fine bright bronze, as valuable as gold. I said to them, "You are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy. The silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your forefathers. Guard and protect them until you weigh them before the chief priests, Levites, and the family leaders of Israel at Jerusalem, in the chambers of the temple of the Lord." So the priests and Levites received the silver, gold, and the vessels as they were weighed out, in order to bring them to Jerusalem to the temple of our God. Then we left from the Ahava Canal on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from bandits by the way. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Then on the 4th day the silver, gold, and vessels were weighed in the house of our God into the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah the priest, and with him Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, along with Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, the Levites. Everything was accounted for by number and weight, and all the weight was recorded at that time. The exiles who were returning from exile offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 male goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They delivered the king's edicts to the king's satraps, and to the governors of the province west of the Euphrates River, who then helped support the people and the temple of God.